Welcome everybody. I am so enthused about the fact that we're continuing a wonderful series, A Message for Women, that I started a couple of days ago. It's your girl again, Shadia, on We Seal Genesis, and I cannot be thankful enough for you joining me today as I continue this series. I actually didn't know this was going to be a series, but the past 2 days I have found out more encouragement surrounding the subject, and I think it's very important that we continue to learn more and grow. So our text that we were talking about came from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 34, where it says that the unmarried woman or the virgin is concerned about the matters of the Lord, how to be holy and set apart both in body and spirit. Now today I was supposed to talk about the second part of it, which has to do with the married woman. However, like I said, I have more substance. I have more vim, as my Ghanaian people will say, to go back and talk more about this, about the single woman, because I am a single woman myself, and I find it very important that, you know, singles remain grounded in what we're actually supposed to be doing in our singlehood, so that when the time for marriage comes, we are better prepared and we are whole as individuals going to be with other people to make whole families. There are way too many divided families out there. There are way too many divorces out there. We don't want to entangle our lives and get into this cycle, because it's not a healthy cycle. It's not a good thing. There's no point in taking a commitment or setting yourself apart and then all of a sudden, like, you just have to come out of it because you know it's a mistake. You're not supposed to make mistakes. Or no, let me rephrase. You're not supposed to practice when you get married the things that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to actually be practicing them now so that when you get married, you're whole. So my text, first of all, let's talk a little bit about this 1 Corinthians 7:34, how it talks about the married woman and the virgin. Or the virgin, it says, actually. So yesterday I was talking to a friend and we were actually discussing this. There's a reason why it actually says unmarried woman or the virgin. It's talking about two different type of single people here. It's talking about the unmarried woman, I would say, would fall into the category of people who have actually probably been married before but have divorced, people that have never been married before, people that actually have had sex before marriage, you know, like all these other categories of women who aren't virgins. So the Bible actually is telling us that God is aware that we could fall into this category. You know, people make mistakes, we sin, we're bound to sin. So it specifies right there that there's two kinds of women. There's the virgin and there's the married woman. Now, obviously, we all know who virgins are, and that's amazing. If you're a virgin, you remain pure. There are certain things that you don't have to know. It's fine. It makes you a better person. You don't have to be broken to be fixed again. It's fine. However, the unmarried woman, you're also respected. If a clay pot falls on the ground, it could be patched up again. So we are all included in this text and no one is excluded. Now, the second part of it, it says that this unmarried woman or the virgin is concerned about the matters of the Lord. It is very important to be obsessed with God. It is very important to have reverence for the Lord. It's very important to know exactly who the Lord is, because it is the Lord who is going to continuously love you as a single person. It's the same Lord who is going to love you when you're married. It's the same Lord who is going to protect you and give you the grace and wisdom when you have kids to teach them the right thing. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be learning things about the Lord, how loving He is to us. And that automatically brings back the book that I'm reading, The Lady, the Lover, and Her Lord from T.D. Jakes, where I got this quotation from. It makes a lot of sense because God is there regardless. God will be there when you and your parents are not like at loggerheads. God is there when you're married and you and your husband get into one argument here and there. And God is there when you actually have children and they're going wayward and you need to discipline them, and you know, you guys are just like arguing all the time. These are normal things in life that changes in a woman's life. They are variables. The situations are variables. However, the constant remains the same, which is the Lord. So it is important to be concerned about the matters of the Lord. It is important to have a church family. It is important to pick up a mentor. And mind you, having a mentor doesn't necessarily mean someone that you always talk to, but you can pick up anyone on the internet. We're lucky to have the internet because now we know so many women who are doing so many amazing things. Just take a look and see what draws you. Like, if you see someone that's actually doing super amazing and you want to have this kind of attitude, like, you can follow the person. Most of them have websites, most of them have causes that they're in charge of. You can see how they're doing things and you can emulate their life from a far distance. One of my favorite people is the wife of the vice president of Ghana, currently reigning. Her name is Samira Bawumia. I have met this lady once. I love her poise. I love her attitude. I just love how she is, like how she presents herself. And this is one of the things that I am trying to work on. So when I look at this lady, I am looking to see how best I can present myself, what her educational background was, how she lives her life, how she takes care of her children. And I just want to be that kind of person. But basically, the reason why I love Samira is just her poise. It's just amazing. Like, her presence is amazing. When you look at her Instagram and you look at how she presents herself, her support for her husband is top notch. That is why I love Samira. So she's my mentor, but she doesn't even know it. I look at her from afar and I respect who she is, and I pray that I can be like her. So that's that. Let's talk about how to be holy and set apart both body and in spirit. You know, like, we as women need to respect our bodies. We need to know that we are God's creation and God created us in several different ways. How you might look might not be how your sister looks or how your aunt looks or how your best friend looks. It is very important to, you know, when it talks about being holy, it's not just about sex, but it's also about respect for yourself, not comparing yourself to other people, not doing unnecessary things to try to be like other people. It's very important that we see what we have and actually, like, love who we are, because this is what adds to our self-esteem and our confidence, and this is what makes us stand out from the crowd. Like, you are unique and you were created the way you are because it's for a reason. It wasn't just for nothing. So we must respect ourselves. And in spirit, it's very important to have a clear mind, have a very clear conscience, and like, try to stop unnecessary things. Like, one of the things that I don't want to do anymore is gossip. So if I am in a circle or if I am in any type of situation where I feel uncomfortable, I pray about it and I set myself apart. Thank you so much for listening to this segment. I know that it was abruptly ended. However, I will continue this series tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, specifically the verse 13. and see the kind of things that we can do to keep ourselves busy. So follow me on Instagram at LaShade. I'm also on Facebook, Shady LaShade. And let's get talking. Send me feedback and I'll see you tomorrow.